Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We've been looking at Bible prophecy and current events, primarily at Russia, at Russia's coming down from the north, which is doing this very day when it came into Georgia and attacked during the Olympics, when it moved a flotilla of ships down toward ports in Syria. We've been looking at how this is indeed fulfilling Bible prophecy. Another day we'll look at Syria's part in all this, but right now we've just looked at Russia these 2 weeks, and we are offering last week's radio and this week's radio called Witnessing Russia, Weeks 1 and 2 on the radio. You can get either week for $5 on CD, one CD, $5. We've also making available Happenings, which these are old tapes that I did years ago when we first went into Russia. Now we've put them on about 5 or 6 CDs for $25. That's called Happenings. Now, today, we are looking at the judgment of Russia that the Bible prophesies in Ezekiel 38 and 39, but we don't want to lift it out of context. It's in the context of the whole book of Ezekiel. And the whole book of Ezekiel is about Israel's going into the times of the Gentiles. The Babylonian captivity begins it. Nebuchadnezzar's image started it with the golden head, which was Babylon. And so their temple was destroyed. They were scattered and taken over into the Babylon captivity. Ezekiel was their priest prophet, and he prophesied to them and said, don't give up hope. Even though these horrible things have happened, you're going to come back home. And then he gave signs of what would happen when they came back home. And one of those signs, it deserves 2 chapters, Shelley. Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39. Amazing. And you and I, we're watching it. We're living at the time. You and I, we got to go there. We watched Soviet Russia. We watched Soviet Russia come apart, and now we watched it harden again, and now we're seeing it come down from the north. We're going to move on through the book of Ezekiel and finish the prophecy of Ezekiel out. Chapter 40, Ezekiel is shown a rebuilt Jerusalem and a rebuilt temple. The priesthood will be the sons of Zadok. In chapter 46, chapter 41, he brought me to the temple. He measured it out, and it describes a great temple that will be on the earth during the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to watch something. Remember we said that Ezekiel watched the glory depart from the first temple? Now he's going to watch the glory by prophetic vision. He's going to watch the glory return. It will return. Chapter 43. Afterward he took me to the gate, even the gate that looked toward the east, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Verse 4, and the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the east, of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Remember that it left toward the east and went out and stood over the Mount of Olives, and now it's coming back to the temple. Verse 7, and he said, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile. There will be a throne there. It will be a place of the dwelling of the Lord. Of course, his heavenly throne, earth is his footstool, but there will be a way in which the heavenly Jerusalem will stand over the earthly Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, this city on earth, will have a temple. Jerusalem above will not have a temple. But below it does. Chapter 44, verse 4. Then brought he me the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell upon my face. He got to witness the millennial temple. He got to witness the glory coming back. Now the Jews are come back to that land. God swore to them it's their land. And during the millennium, he's going to divide it up. These are the Jews that were on the earth when the Antichrist, you really need that book of Zechariah to understand how this is all going to work. It's Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14 going to be a great war in which the Antichrist tries to wipe out Israel, but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, comes and rescues them, puts his feet down on Mount Moriah. Now, you'll really understand that better if you'll order the commentary on Zechariah by David Barron. It's a big book, but and chapter by chapter, it comments. So if you want to skip over to chapter 12 and chapter 14 and see what happens with the Jews that are left here upon the earth when Jesus returns, God's going to restore their land to them, and he's going to divide it. We're back to Ezekiel now, Ezekiel 45. Moreover, when you shall divide the lot by lot, the land for inheritance, you shall offer an oblation unto the Lord. So, verse 9 of chapter 46, the people of the land shall come before the Lord in the solemn feast. They're still going to come up to Jerusalem every year. Chapter 47, I love this chapter. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house. This is the earthly temple. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. And they came down from under the right side of the house. First, they started ankle deep, knee deep, thigh deep, and pretty soon it's waters to swim in. Verse 5, after he measured 1,000, it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Water's going to come out of the millennial temple. It's going to flow down through the Judean desert, which is now a wilderness, a dry place. It's going to go down to the Dead Sea, and it's going to, everything in the Dead Sea is going to come to life. I love to read this. Chapter 47 and verse 7. Now when I had returned, behold, the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and on the other. And the heavenly visitor said to me, these waters issued toward the east country and go down to the desert and into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed. The Dead Sea now, nothing lives in it, but those waters are going to be healed, and everything in it's going to come to life. Verse 9, it shall come to pass, everything that lives, which moves whithersoever the rivers come, shall live. There shall be a great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. They shall be healed, and everything shall live whithersoever the river comes. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi unto En-Eglaim. I know where En-Gedi is. I know how the streams of En-Gedi flow down into the deep Dead Sea, and then everything dies. But now, right where those flow in, shall it's going to be a hot fishing spot during the millennium. They shall be a place to spread forth their nets. There's going to be fishers during the millennium. Fishermen spreading forth nets at the Dead Sea. And there they're going to get fish according to their kinds, as the fish of the Great Sea, that's the Mediterranean Sea. They're going to be as fish in the Dead Sea that are like the fish in the Mediterranean Sea today. And on the sides of this river that flows all the way down from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea, which is Sodom and Gomorrah, by the way, verse 12, by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that shall grow trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters, they flow out from the sanctuary, and the leaf thereof shall be for medicine. These trees are going to, the trees' leaves are going to be for medicine. During the millennium, the devil is going to be, he's going to be in a pit. Revelation 19 and 20, you can read that. But these, I suppose people here on the earth who will have bodies restored unto them. Now, they're not going to be like you. You're going to have a glorified body, but they're going to have bodies restored to them like Adam's body. Longevity will be restored to them. And they could, you know, so they can still fall out of a tree. They can still have a chariot wreck or a whatever they're going to be going around in. But it says that all they have to do to get their healing here is the leaves of this tree. They'll probably package them, mail them around the world. Then God again says he's going to divide the lands according to their inheritance, the children of Israel. God's not through with the Jews, folks. If he is, he's a liar. I heard Hal Lindsey say that on his program. If God is through with the Jews and none of these prophecies have to do, then he's a liar. But he's not a liar. Right. This is true. And he says that in the millennial age, chapter 47, Ezekiel, this shall be the border whereby you shall inherit the land, the Jews, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. You shall inherit it, one as well as the other, concerning the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers, and this land shall fall unto you for an inheritance. God lifted his hand and swore. If people lift their hand in a courtroom and they swear to things and they get them for lying, perjury, if they don't tell the truth. God lifted his hand. He told the truth. It's impossible for God to lie. This land is going to go to the 12 tribes of Israel. He describes the borders. And by the way, verse 16 even includes Damascus as a part of that land. So we see that this is greater Israel, which he promised to Abraham in chapter 15 of Genesis. And here in Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 21, so shall you divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. He goes again down into the tribes and where their borders shall be. And it shall be, folks, I don't care what replacement theology teachers teach, it shall be according as God has said. He spends lots of verses here telling them what their borders will be. And then in Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 29, he says, this is the land which you shall divide by lots unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are their portions, saith the Lord God. Now he's going to earthly Jerusalem and speak about it. And these are the goings out of the city. The city is earthly Jerusalem. He does a great deal of exposition about the gates of Jerusalem. And then I love this last verse. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah is there. Jehovah Shammah. Shammah means there. Jehovah is there. Oh, that millennial earth, how great it will be. And that's the message of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38 and 39 are just prophecies in the dealing with the nations that have misused Israel during the time of their scattering, and one of the worst was Russia. And so we see now Russia in our day moving down to help Israel's enemies. But folks, they're going into a God-set trap. The Bible is true. When I was in Russia, and Rick Renner had me come over there and teach Russia's place in Bible prophecy, I taught that you need to, if you need to repent of anti-Semitism, please do it. Folks, these 2 weeks are available to you. These radio weeks, you can listen online at billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org, or you can phone us and order them for $5 for each week on CD. Our number is 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, Shalom, until we come back next week, when we'll probably once again be noting what on earth is happening according to the Word of God. Where are we? Shalom, Shalom, until we come back again.